You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
It's Jeff Kay, public address announcer for your Dallas Stars, and you're listening to Starcastic Remarks, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Go Stars!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Starcastic Remarks, the official podcast of the Hockey Podcast Network. Please be sure to use the promo code THPN on DraftKings and on their new Pick 6 feature that you can actually do in Texas now. So use THPN, you'll get some free goodies there. Dallas Stars follow up their best winning streak of the season, and a few games later, we see ourselves losing four of the last six. So, best to worst, they lose tonight to the Canes, 2-1. Man, that was a really boring game until the third, and then the Stars just couldn't find a way to get a point out of it. What do you think about it, James?
Yeah, I mean, the Canes came in and played basically exactly how they wanted to. Second night of a back-to-back. Didn't get a ton of chances on the night, but they held the puck for the majority of it. I mean, the first and the second, they really played puck possession the whole time. Most of it spent in the Stars zone. Granted, the Stars did a good job of limiting chances right in front of Otter on all of that. But when you don't play in the offensive zone, you can't score goals. And if you can't score goals, you can't win the game.
Yep, 100% agree. And I like where you're starting here tonight with giving the Hurricanes credit, because they do deserve some, and I'm sure we're about to complain about some stuff later too. But yeah, the Hurricanes played a great second night of a back-to-back game, especially after losing last night. You really felt like they wanted to get this one tonight, and they played it perfectly. They pushed the forecheck really hard, especially in the first period, really pushed the issue. Surprisingly, they didn't score in that one. That was the Canes' best period, in my opinion. And then even in the second, they controlled the puck for the majority of that. That's the one I thought the Stars could have and should have got going, because the forecheck let up a little bit and they just couldn't get anything going in the O-zone. And I felt like that was more puck mismanagement in the offensive zone than it was the Hurricanes doing anything especially great defensively. I mean, it's the Canes. They're going to play good, solid defense, similar to the way the Stars do. But there was more room out there than the Stars were willing to play with. And then the Stars come out in the third and do what they need to do. They had an amazing third period. Absolutely incredible. I mean, they were coming out swinging. And they do what they've done all season. They get the goal and they immediately give one back. Less than a minute later, they allow one to go back in after the rebound off of Walker, who's had an amazing rookie season for the Canes, goes in and that's the game. The Stars couldn't find any more offense tonight.
Yeah, and the Canes' response goal, in my opinion, is extremely lucky. I think the only reason why the rebound even goes to the front of the net is because it goes off Otter's stick. Now, if that's Walker shooting it perfectly at Otter's stick, that's a ridiculous play. But
it might be.
it might be. It really might be because of what he had. He had nothing. Yep. But it's truly like an unlucky deflection straight to whoever it was, Koskinen or something.
Kotkaniemi. That was his second of the night.
Yeah, and it goes off of his skate perfectly. That's losing to the front of the net. That one you can be upset at. And the Canes outcycled them on that chance too. But yeah, the most important thing is you didn't score. And there were multiple chances to Bork off the post in the third. That one was absolutely massive. He's all alone, right where you want to be, nails the post. And he wasn't the only one. I mean, Logan had chances tonight too, in the same manner, where he's right in front of the net, all alone, huge chance, either misses the net or into the chest or off the post. I think he hit a post as well. Yep. So it's some failed execution when you had chances to. And the Hurricanes had one good play off of a forechecking and then a lucky bounce. And that's all it takes. And when you don't score goals, yeah.
and the Canes made it so that's all it took. I mean, that's the way that they played this hockey game to keep it low scoring, make sure they gave themselves a chance, and that's exactly what they did, and they took advantage of it. The most frustrating thing for me tonight was the Stars lose the same way that we've been losing this year. I mean, it keeps happening. First is the lack of execution, like you already mentioned, and then it's the not being ready and not taking advantage of the momentum swing that can occur a minute after a goal happens. And this is like the fifth or sixth time this has happened this year. And I don't know why it doesn't stop. Like tonight, I think they score the goal and then he leaves the same line out there and they get scored on. I don't know if that's been consistent. If the line scores, they stay out there for a little bit longer. I'm not sure, but yeah, something's got to change with it. Cause it's been a pattern this year for the Stars.
Yeah. And like I said, this one is kind of a lucky one, but with it happening so many times, I mean, it's coming down to just not playing hard after getting the goal. I mean, you're getting the one that you have to have, and then it's instantly getting flipped on you. You're getting punched in the mouth right after.
And it's a lucky one, but it's one of only two chances that the Canes had the entire third period. And it comes less than a minute after you scored. It can't happen. I mean, that's when you got to build and push back and go win the dang thing instead of playing back on your heels. So
especially when the team, the Hurricanes, were as tired as they were. And it was obvious in that third period.
And the other thing that made it obvious was the amount of grabbing and holding. So we'll pull up Ardell's comment over here. And we appreciate the censoring of the comments. That's how you'll get up here on the screen if you haven't caught on. The no call against Jake was complete horse feces. Two reasons: contact was in the crease. Carolina goalie got the exact same call in the first period. And the second part of that is the key one for me. The Carolina goalie got the exact same call. And actually, he got a worse call because he intentionally got in the way of the player and then got slew-footed. I go back and forth between whether you want to call that or not, but they called it. Okay, fine. Make it consistent throughout the game. And that's what I always complain about with officiating, is as long as it's consistent and the teams can play within whatever rules the ref is making up that game, that's fine. But it wasn't consistent. That was the exact same play. It was away from the puck. It didn't really affect the play. He went into the crease and he hit the goalie. I mean, I don't know how you can call that one way and then not the other. And then to put the cherry on top to cement that this is a terrible officiating crew, they just totally botched the delay of game call. I'm glad that those are reviewable now. I didn't even remember that from the start of the season that was added, that you can take away a delay of game call with review. But it was pretty clear, and you could hear it and see that he didn't shoot out of play. So
and they took the wrong person to the box, too. They didn't know who cleared the puck out of the rink.
Yeah, so and that's why I mentioned it's a good thing we started with giving the Canes credit, because they do deserve credit. They played this game the right way. But the officiating at the end of the period, it wasn't just the Ottinger play. If you look at once the Stars got rolling, after they got that first power play, I feel like, in the third period, they were pushing so hard and were flying through the neutral zone. Carolina could not keep up because they were gassed. There were so many slashes, hooks, trips in the slot, not called. I think you said in our group chat there was like five or six penalties that could have, should have been called that just weren't.
Yeah, and it's the reason why this one is more frustrating in past games, because the Stars got their goal off of momentum from a power play. I mean, the one goal they scored wasn't a power play goal, but it was fully from the momentum. Yeah. I mean, they were just downhill the entire time, and the chaos after the power play expires is what causes the goal to go in.
Yep, 100% agree. So the officiating really frustrating tonight. This is one. I mean, I know you've mentioned the officiating has kind of just been bad this year, not really biased, but just kind of bad in general. This one was the first game where I felt like it was bad in one side. I don't think it was intentional or anything, but man, I don't know how you can make that call in the first period and then not make it in the third. It's pretty horrible.
It's really obvious for the first part. I mean, he barrels into Ottinger. I mean, it's not a question of if he hit Ottinger or not. The only thing where I could be like, maybe, is he kind of stumbled on his way in. But it's still goalie interference, whether you do it on accident or not.
Right. It's the exact same thing the other way. Steele didn't mean to run into the goalie. He was watching the guy with the puck as he was trying to forecheck, but he still has to not hit the goalie. But it's the exact same thing. So That was super frustrating. And I was more frustrated when they were going downhill. They had a good power play that at least built momentum in the third period there. And they are playing well and they can't get a call even still. So that was super frustrating as well. And that kind of leads us into the Stars did have three power play chances and they had a really important one late in the third period and they still can't capitalize. I mean, the power play, especially at home for whatever reason, is just still really bad.
Yeah. And the third one looked good, but they didn't score on it. Right. And the first two, they were not very great. Those are power plays that you get and like you're hoping you can finally break out of what Carolina did for most of the game, which is just skate around in the offensive zone with the puck. But they couldn't for the longest time. And it only like a couple of times throughout the game where the Stars just somehow forked and knifed it down the ice and finally got a forecheck going, did they actually get any ozone time? So it's a tough one for sure. And the power play definitely didn't help with it.
Let's jump back to that Carolina forecheck. One thing it also did is it made our defensive bench much shorter. I mean, Brendan Smith and Nils Lundqvist tonight are only able – Smith gets 10:38 and Lundqvist gets 12:08, and they get scored on during that time. And that's because Carolina was attacking them and giving them no time and space, and they couldn't make the right play with the puck. I mean, and it was super obvious when those two were on the ice. And neither of them had a good game.
Yeah, and this is just where you point at Nils and you're like, what are you going to do in the playoffs? What are you going to do when the playoffs come? Figure it out. I mean, this is exactly what every team's going to do to you every single night.
Yeah, and that's when it gets really interesting because you look at the bottom of the D group and Lundqvist has definitely been playing a lot better. We've been very happy with his play overall. When he gets attacked physically, like we've seen a couple of times this year, he starts to kind of fold with the playmaking and zone in. And then like tonight, the Canes are known for just being a really strong, relentlessly forechecking team. Even in the third period, you saw them forechecking, which I absolutely love, by the way. Don't go play prevent defense, play what's been winning you the game. They did that. But that forecheck is just, it got to him really badly again tonight. And you see the goal given up is in the first period is after a Lundqvist turnover. I mean, I don't think Smith had a great play there either, but that's what it is.
And it's two turnovers from Lundqvist, actually. He turns the puck over twice there in the second period. It's late in the second period, too. And that's one that we always talk about is like those towards the beginning and end of the periods, those goals can just be absolute killers because either you're setting yourself up to play ahead for the period or you're stealing away something at the very end and the other team doesn't get a chance to respond. So and that's really what it felt like for the Stars late in the second. I mean, they had great chances and early in the third they had some chances too, but they weren't able to punch back, and it's a tough one. And Nils has to be better than that. Like I said, he turns it over twice. He has two chances with it. Both times he just sends it up the boards. Both times it's turned over, and the second time he pays for it.
And at that point in the second period, that's when the Stars were finally, it felt like, getting past the Canes forecheck too, is right when they scored the goal, pretty much is when the Stars started getting going, I felt like. But yeah, that definitely makes you wonder about when playoff times rolls around, if Lundqvist is going to be able to be trusted again. Last year, you saw he was getting around 10 minutes a night during the regular season, and then once playoffs started, it was none, and he actually even got replaced by Petrovic from the Texas Stars during that playoff run at one point, and was even – Bishop was going to get in at some point over him in the playoffs, who had never played an NHL game. So that's really concerning. I think Brendan Smith proves tonight why he's not playing very much on this team. I mean, before last game, he hadn't played in 14 games. He looked decent last game. Tonight, he looked pretty bad, like we've seen probably in half the games he's played. Half the times he looks fine, and then half the times he looks bad like he did tonight. Dumba still has not been able to work out. This is the second game in a row that Matt Dumba is scratched. Yeah, your bottom three defensemen are scary. And yeah, we got a Leon Bischel coming up, but that's one guy. What happens if none of these three are able to figure it out by the time the playoffs roll around?
And that's where you talk about trade acquisitions.
Yep. And that is something that we will definitely get into tomorrow night. We'll be doing another one of our normal Starcastic Remarks show. We'll do an hour long. And I think we're going to mostly be talking potential trade targets there, especially with a lot more of the rumor mill buzzing around this week. So that'll be pretty interesting. Be sure to come back here tomorrow night at 9:30.
Hey, guys, have you tried Pick 6 from DraftKings yet? What are you waiting for? The NFL playoffs are here, and time is running out. As the official daily fantasy sports partner of the NFL, DraftKings does fantasy sports like no one else. Pick 6 is super easy to play. Just select two or more players and choose whether they'll have more or less of a stat, like touchdowns, yardage, sacks, and more. It's fun, simple, and you can win big. Best of all, Pick 6 is available in most states, including Missouri, California, Texas, Georgia, and much more. And here's the kicker. DraftKings is making it even sweeter for first-timers. New Pick 6 customers can play just $5 and get $50 in Pick 6 credits. That's right. Play $5, get $50 in credits to keep the action going. Win more cash with Pick 6. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app and use the code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to play $5, get $50 in Pick 6 credits. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org in Connecticut. Must be 18 plus. Age and eligibility restrictions vary by jurisdiction. Pick 6 not available everywhere, including New York and Ontario. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Bonus awarded as non-withdrawable Pick 6 credits that expire in 30 days. Limited time offer. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
That was all the negatives. Let's try to find some positives. I loved how Bork played tonight. I thought he looked absolutely amazing. He's been looking better, but I thought tonight he looked really great offensively, looked really confident, stick handling the puck and shooting the puck even. It's a miracle he didn't score. I thought he played great.
Yeah, it really does come down to that execution and being able to do it every time. And yeah, that's just, he's a rookie. He doesn't know how to do it every time yet. It's the same thing with Stankoven as well. I mean, that's part of becoming one of the best players in the league is being able to do it all the time.
Yeah, for sure. And the good thing that we've seen from Bork lately is just the progression too. I mean, at the very beginning of the season, the first couple months, you don't really see much of anything at all at Bork. It's hard to see any kind of progression. Now that he's able to unleash his offense a little bit more, you're able to see it get better and better. I mean, 2 weeks ago, we were raving about Bork, and he didn't have nearly as good a night as he did tonight. So I think you're really starting to see him catch up to that NHL speed maybe, or maybe he's just finally getting the confidence that he needs at this level to be able to do the kinds of things he was doing in the AHL last year. But very pleased with how he's been progressing and those bottom lines. But yeah, like the bottom line has been all, I said that wrong. The turning point, I guess, all year has been the lack of execution, like you said, James. So we can talk about how great Bork has been, but he didn't put the puck in the net. So,
and really, I think the thing that it is with Bork is he's caught up to this. His brain has caught up to the speed of the game.
Right.
Because he's fast enough to play in this league. We see it all the time. And on defense, he plays well. He's reading the offensive plays now, and he's getting himself in the right spot. On the play where he nailed the post, he gets one right back again, right in the slot again. So he knows where he needs to be now and gets open and gets free. And that's why he's getting so many chances, and that's why he's so noticeable.
Yep. You got any other positives for me, James? I'm about to hit one last negative before we go to biggest winner, biggest loser.
I don't know if I got a positive, but we could talk about Ropé. I mean,
yeah,
he played a bunch.
Yeah, I didn't even mention that, but Ropé Hintz came back to the lineup tonight. He slotted in on the third line with Stankoven and Steele, I believe, was the line.
Yeah.
And I assumed that was to allow him to kind of play a little bit less minutes than he normally would, kind of allow him to slowly build back in after that injury. Nope, not 19-20 time on ice.
Yeah,
tonight
they double shifted
for Ropé Hintz. They double shifted him all over the ice. So I guess he's back. He was very obviously frustrated throughout the night tonight. There was a couple of misplays with the puck that he rafters is what he was staring at afterwards. And that was, I think, twice you saw that on the broadcast. So that's not even stuff that you can see after the play. So he was very clearly frustrated with not being able to make the plays that he's used to.
Yeah. And he's going to get back into it. I know this is, he knows how important he is to this team, and him coming out proved it. And he wanted to come back in and make a difference. And in this game, it was a perfect game for him to try and do it. It just used the speed to try to get through the neutral zone that was clogged up for most of the night. And he just couldn't do it. I mean, the Canes were stripping him all night long.
Yeah. And that's another one of the positives from tonight is a lot of the times we say in these close games, it's got to be your best players that are showing up in these times. And they were absolutely there. Now, again, caveat, the execution was not like we've been talking about all night, but Robo and Rope and Johnston and Duchesne were all over the ice the entire third period, just pounding the Carolina defense. And yeah, they just aren't able to execute. So at least they were around and making noise. So, all right, let's do some biggest winner, biggest loser, James. What you got?
I'm going to do biggest loser first because we lost. I'm going to give my biggest loser to Logan Stankoven. This was a huge thing when he had that three-point night. Now it's four games ago. He has no points since. He has to get back on the score sheet. It doesn't matter how well he's playing if... I mean, truly, right now, we need him four goals. And into the playoffs, we're going to want him to score goals, too. This is part of his game. It needs to be a bigger part. And we really thought that he finally had gotten that monkey off his back. And it just he hasn't been able to continue it. So he's got to get back to it. It's not for lack of chances, either. He gets in them all the time. He just can't seem to shoot the puck.
Yep, and that's exactly what you mentioned after he had that four-point game, James, is that it's great he had a four-point game. He's got to stay off and make sure he doesn't get the monkey right back on his back, because that can absolutely happen. And that was happening to Robo. If you recall, at the beginning of the season, he would get that one big game. You're like, oh, Robo's back, and then he'd go silent for another 2 weeks. So, yeah, definitely. Steele has got to just – I don't know what it is. It's got to be all mental now, because he's getting so many chances, like you're saying. It's just gripping the stick too tight. My biggest loser is going to go to Brendan Smith. I just don't like it. I get that Dumba is not really playing up anywhere near what his salary is at and what his contract says. But this is not the solution, in my opinion. I mean, the inconsistency that you get with the player, and it wasn't just on his one goal against. There's just many situations throughout the night that I did not like the way Smith played. So that'll be my biggest loser. What's your biggest winner?
Biggest winner I'm going to give to Kochetkov. A little piece of poop, honestly, in the game. draws the penalty. That's huge for his team. He also threw a hit, which shouldn't be allowed because you can't hit the goalie.
Yeah.
The goalie can hit you. But, I mean, outside of those two things, ignoring those completely, he was a monster in the net tonight. I mean, he's pretty much the only reason why the Carolina Hurricanes win this game. That's one of the big things in back-to-back games. Your goalie has to be your best player, and he absolutely was for the Hurricanes tonight.
Yep, I 100% agree. And if we're gonna give stars to the Canes, I'll go ahead and give mine to Kotkaniemi. The first goal is a great shot. I mean, he's got it in the slot, and he's got a little partial screen. He uses the defender and he beats Ottinger there. That's a great shot. Then the second one, yeah, it's a little bit lucky, but he's doing the right thing. He's going to the net, and you get rewarded sometimes when you go to the net. So, and it's a big clutch goal too. It's super clutch when the Stars are rolling downhill like that, and they get that game tying goal. The first thing you think is, all right, that they're at least getting one. I mean, there's no way that this is getting turned around on them with how much momentum they've got. And they just needed one shift and they needed one shot, and that's what they got. So you got to give them credit there. So, all right. Well, if you've got nothing else, James, I guess we'll wrap it up here tonight. So the Stars lose, final score 2-1. Once again, lose four of their last six. Not on a good streak right now. Rupa Hintz comes back, plays almost 20 minutes time on ice, but him and Robo, who also had a great night, were not able to crack it. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow at 9:30 for another Starcastic Remarks. We'll probably talk a lot of trade stuff. So many rumors going on. A lot of JT Miller, Brock Nelson. I mean, even Seth Jones is getting in the conversation. So a lot of interesting things to talk about there. Be sure to head over to DraftKings. Use that promo code THPN when you are over there. They got the new pick six thing. You can do that in Texas. You can't use the rest of DraftKings, but the pick six you can do. It's kind of like the other pick games you've seen online, but this is with DraftKings and they're great products. Use promo code THPN for some free goodies there. And I guess that's going to do it for us. Have a good, what does Ryan say? Have a good evening, afternoon, morning, all that stuff. Does that sound right, James?
That sounds about right.